Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a story that's captivated the financial world, MicroStrategy's massive bet on Bitcoin. Spearheaded by the very prominent Michael Saylor, this strategy was initially hailed as revolutionary, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Just 6 months ago, with Bitcoin hitting all-time highs, MicroStrategy's pivot from a business intelligence software company to the world's largest corporate Bitcoin treasury seemed like pure genius. It was a bold move that really redefined what a publicly traded company could do with its reserves.
Exactly. Saylor's conviction in Bitcoin, which he famously called digital gold, was the absolute driving force. He didn't just see it as a currency, but as a scarce, immutable asset that could hedge against inflation. This belief propelled MicroStrategy's transformation into a major Bitcoin holder.
And this shift certainly drew a mix of fascination and skepticism. As Bitcoin's price soared, MicroStrategy's gains were amplified, positioning Saylor as Bitcoin's most prominent corporate evangelist. He was tirelessly promoting it as a superior asset class.
It created a powerful narrative, didn't it? This narrative, bolstered by Bitcoin's performance, started influencing other companies, sparking a real sense of FOMO. It felt like Saylor and MicroStrategy weren't just participating in the future of finance but actively shaping it.
It really did feel that way. But a strategy of this magnitude couldn't be funded by spare cash alone. MicroStrategy didn't just have billions lying around for Bitcoin acquisitions, so they had to get creative.
That's where the financial engineering comes in. Michael Saylor and his team orchestrated a complex plan, using various instruments like debt offerings and convertible notes. These notes allowed them to borrow money with the flexibility of converting debt to equity.
And they also engaged in equity offerings, selling more MicroStrategy stock to raise additional funds. This aggressive financing approach was seen as incredibly bold by some, a testament to Saylor's belief, but others viewed it as a high-stakes gamble with shareholder capital.
Throughout this acquisition period, MicroStrategy's stock price became incredibly linked to Bitcoin's performance. The success of the strategy was essentially tethered to Bitcoin's trajectory. When Bitcoin climbed, MicroStrategy's stock tended to soar, often with amplified gains due to that leverage.
This financial engineering, while enabling the rapid accumulation of Bitcoin, also introduced significant risk. The debt taken on became a liability that needed careful management, especially if Bitcoin's value were to falter. The entire new identity of MicroStrategy was built on Bitcoin's continued ascent.
And that brings us to the volatile reality of the crypto market. As we all know, it's a notoriously volatile beast. Bitcoin has a history of spectacular booms followed by gut-wrenching busts, and the recent past has certainly shown us that.
Exactly. Macroeconomic factors started shifting, rising interest rates, persistent inflation data. This led to a general waning of speculative appetite across global markets. Coupled with specific crypto events like exchange collapses, it contributed to a significant downturn.
So, despite Bitcoin's status as digital gold, its price began to tumble. This downturn had a direct and amplified impact on MicroStrategy, given its massive holdings and the leverage used to acquire them. The narrative of guaranteed success started to face some serious headwinds.
The market's perception shifted dramatically. What was once seen as a visionary move started to be viewed as increasingly risky. The correlation between MicroStrategy's stock, MSTR, and Bitcoin's price became a double-edged sword, magnifying losses.
And this volatility directly impacts the company's financial statements. Under US GAAP, Bitcoin is treated as an intangible asset. This means it's subject to impairment charges if its value drops, but it's not revalued upwards if it increases. This creates a one-way street for recognizing losses.
That accounting treatment is a crucial point. It means that even if Bitcoin recovers and appreciates significantly, those gains aren't reflected on the balance sheet in the same way. But a sharp drop? That immediately hits the books, potentially leading to significant impairment charges that can distort the company's reported profitability.
This asymmetry in accounting treatment adds another layer of complexity to an already high-stakes strategy. It means that any significant downturn in Bitcoin's price not only impacts the market value of MicroStrategy's holdings but also directly affects its reported financial health.
It really does. And when you combine this with the debt financing, the risk profile becomes even more pronounced. If Bitcoin prices fall sharply, MicroStrategy could face challenges meeting its debt obligations, potentially leading to forced selling of its Bitcoin reserves.
That scenario is precisely what critics feared. The leverage amplifies both the potential upside and the downside. While sellers' conviction remains strong, the market's reaction has been increasingly cautious, reflecting the heightened risks associated with this strategy.
The narrative has certainly shifted. What was once a story of bold innovation and potential riches is now increasingly framed by the risks of volatility, debt, and complex accounting. The laser eyes mentality is being tested by the harsh realities of the crypto market cycle.
Let's transition to the summary table. It breaks down the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and weaknesses of MicroStrategy's Bitcoin strategy. Under MicroStrategy's Bitcoin strategy, the strength is its pioneering corporate adoption as a treasury reserve, potentially hedging against inflation and offering upside. Michael Saylor's conviction is a major driver.
On the flip side, the challenges are significant: the high volatility of Bitcoin directly impacting MSTR stock, the reliance on debt financing amplifying risk, and the potential for impairment charges and accounting complexities under US GAAP. That accounting part is really a persistent issue.
Moving to Bitcoin's role as digital gold, the strength lies in its scarcity and potential to preserve value, especially in inflationary environments, plus growing institutional interest. Saylor's narrative definitely tapped into this.
However, the challenges for Bitcoin itself are extreme price volatility, leading to short-term losses, and ongoing regulatory uncertainty. There's also that persistent debate about its intrinsic value beyond speculation, which impacts how seriously some investors view it.
Now, looking at corporate treasury management, the strength is the innovation in treasury strategy, moving beyond traditional reserves. If Bitcoin performs exceptionally well, it could lead to enhanced shareholder returns. It's certainly a learning curve for other corporations.
But the challenges here are a departure from traditional diversification principles, increasing risk. There's also the potential for conflicts with fiduciary duties if the strategy fails, and the sheer difficulty in predicting and managing short-term market fluctuations for a treasury department.
Regarding debt financing and leverage, the strength is that it enables aggressive Bitcoin accumulation beyond available cash. The convertible notes, as we discussed, can potentially reduce the debt burden if the stock price rises significantly.
Conversely, the major challenge is the increased financial leverage, which magnifies losses in a downturn. There's a real risk of default or forced selling if Bitcoin prices fall sharply and debt obligations can't be met. Those interest payments are a constant drain.
Finally, under market sentiment and narrative, the strength is the potential for strong FOMO during bull markets to drive MSTR stock. Saylor's narrative can inspire belief and attract capital, and there's always the potential for vindication if Bitcoin enters another major bull run.
But the challenges are stark. The recent downturn has shifted sentiment towards fear of exposure. The media narrative increasingly focuses on the risks, creating a shaky perception that undermines investor confidence. Future performance hinges heavily on market perception and Bitcoin's price action.
This brings us to the conclusion, the ongoing Bitcoin experiment. The story of MicroStrategy's Bitcoin strategy is far from over. It's a live-fire experiment unfolding against a volatile crypto market and evolving macroeconomic conditions.
Michael Saylor's unwavering conviction and his persistent reframing of Bitcoin as superior capital have made MicroStrategy a unique entity. The decision to finance acquisitions through debt amplified both potential gains and risks, making its stock a leveraged play on Bitcoin.
We've explored several potential futures: a triumphant resurgence where Bitcoin validates the strategy, a prolonged stalemate where operational performance matters most, or a sobering reckoning if market downturns or regulatory pressures force difficult decisions. Each scenario has significant implications.
And that accounting treatment we mentioned earlier, Bitcoin as an intangible asset subject to impairment but not upward revaluation, adds complexity. It creates that one-way street for losses that can distort financial reporting, which is a major point of concern for investors.
Ultimately, MicroStrategy has transformed itself into more than just a software company. It's become a publicly traded proxy for Bitcoin itself, a barometer of institutional sentiment towards this nascent technology. Its fate is now deeply intertwined with cryptos.
Regardless of the final outcome, the legacy of Saylor's bold experiment will undoubtedly be debated for years. It's a profound case study in conviction, financial innovation, risk management, and the allure and peril of betting big on transformative technologies.
The question of whether MicroStrategy's Bitcoin strategy has hit a wall remains open. The answer will likely be revealed by the unfolding dynamics of the crypto market, the global economy, and the company's own resilience. The market is watching closely.
It's a truly fascinating situation to observe, and one that has implications far beyond just MicroStrategy. We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and the detailed summary table, including key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities. Thanks for breaking it all down.
My pleasure. It's a complex strategy with high stakes, and understanding all the facets is crucial for anyone watching the intersection of corporate finance and digital assets. Join us next time on Bagu Media Finance for more insights.